Okay, we're up to Zion Amid Beis at the top. The Yesh Omrim Af L'Shchirus Batim. Some say that Nisan is also the Rosh Hashanah for Shchirus Batim. Tana Rabbanan, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveru L'Shana, Mon L'Shneim Osar Chodesh Miyom L'Yom. Somebody rents someone a house for a year, so the year starts immediately and goes from day to day. Im Omr L'Shana Zubrit, he said, this year, Afilo Omad Ela Be'echad Ba'adar, Kivin Shigia Yom Echad Be'Nisan, also L'Shana. So this year, as long as, he has a month of time in the house, that's called the year. And even if he paid what would seem an amount that it should be for more time, we don't go after the money, we assume the money's a present. He said this year specifically, then even 1 month in the year, till Nisan is called the year. Even because the man Yomru says that 1 day in a year is considered a year, but here it's not considered a year. Nobody goes to the bother of renting a house for less than 30 days.
Why don't we just don't say that a person doesn't go to the bother of paying a lot of rent for 1 month?
Why? No, because Lamaisa, since he specified Shana Zu, we say he meant this year. Otherwise, he would have said for a year. Okay. The Ema Tishrei Stam, right? Maybe what's it called? It's Tishrei Stam Ki Ogar Inish Beis of the Kuli Mosak Shom Ogar. No, you can't say it's Tishrei because that starts the rainy season. If somebody rents a house, he intends to have it for the entire rainy season, not just for a month. The Tekana Kama, the Bryce of Atana Didon, Benisa Nomi Mishka Shir Kitri. And the Artana and the Tanakam of the Bryce, not the Yesh Omrit, who don't hold that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Shchiras Batim, they say because in Nisan also sometimes it rains. So therefore, according to some, Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, even though it rains in Tishrei, it rains in Nisan too. And some say there is no Rosh Hashanah. That when a person says this year, it also means he starts what's it called? It's a full year from day to day. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. He said this year or stam the year. Rashi. Tana Rabbanan Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveru V'lo Garsina Minolin. T'lav Mikro Yo Liftim in the Rabbanan. Not learning from Psukim. It's a din the Rabbanan. Ela Be'echad Bo'adar Avo B'Botzer Mehochi Lo Amrinin Also L'Shana. Less than a month, we don't say that it's considered a year. V'Dor B'Shana Shleima. And if it's less than a month, then he has a whole year. The lekel amemer da'daita that he shot the agra, because then you can't say shana zu means this year, because it's less than a year. The lo torach inish lemeger beis the botzer mitaltin yom. And others hold that what happens is if it's less than 30 days before Nisan, then you count the year from the coming Nisan, not from then. But he goes in and lives immediately. But since he said this year, he means the coming year, and it goes from Nisan to Nisan. Maybe Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the same halacha would be, but not in Nisan, but in Elul. That if you there from the first day of Elul, that counts as a year. Now there we know that if a person rented a house close to Tishrei, he doesn't want to get out in the middle of the rainy season. The Tanakhama of the Brisa is Lomer L'Shchiras Batim, and the Tanakhama of the Brisa and our Mishnah that don't mention Shchiras Batim as a Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, Kitrei Avim Miskashrim Ushamim Yardim Vavikim Osek Shamim. They hold that the same problem applies in Nisan. Sometimes it rains in Nisan too. Somebody doesn't rent a house for what's it called except for the whole season, and therefore there's no Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you rent, you have a year. If you say a year, this year, a year, whatever, doesn't make a difference. Okay. Be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. Mani Reb Meiri. Right? When it says echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema, that goes according to Reb Meir. The Tanya Reb Meir Omer be'echad be'el Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. Ulu regalim mani Rabbi Shimoni. And then it says maisa behema and regalim, right, is, that's Nisan also, that's Dafka Reb Shimon. Right, because regalim is only according to Reb Shimon that you need regalim in order. Otherwise, there's no Rosh Hashanah for regalim. Eima Sefer, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei. The Sefer says Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that Maisa Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. So it comes out, Reish of the Sefer Rabbi Shimon, the Reish and the Sefer Rabbi Shimon, and Mitzios are at Meir. Rabbi Yosef, Rebbe he, the Nosif Aliva the Tanoi. No, it all goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe held like Rabbi Meir when it comes to Echad Be'elol, and he held like Rabbi Shimon when Gavi Balta Acher. So therefore he said all of them according to the people that he held, but they all go according to Rebbe. Mar says, Aliba the Tanoi, but Regalim sover like Rabbi Shimon. By Regalim he holds like Rabbi Shimon. With Meisr Behema sover like Rabbi Meir. And by Meisr Behema he held like Rabbi Meir. So it's all going according to Rebbe. Mar says, Ihochi, that's the case that it's one Tana who said all of this, Arba Chamisha Havi, then there's five Rosh Hashanahs, not four. Right? Rashi. Ula regalim money Rav Shimon, the Hali Be'o Kimna, the Islay Kesidron, the Balta Acher. Right? Rosh Hashanah, the regalim is only significant if you hold, you need the regalim in order. So say for Rav Elezer of Shimon, Omrim Be'echa B'tishrei. So Rebihi, who Omrim Lamas Nisan, the Sovi, the Nosiv, the Milsei, Chada, Kechad Tana, Vechad Kechad Tana. Rebbe held like this Tana here, and he held like this Tana there. Ihochi, the Chad Gavra Omra Lamas Nisan, that the Mishnah, all of it goes according to Rebbe. Vinosav Milsei Kechad Tana, Chamisha Rosh Hashanim Ninu. Right, then there's five Rosh Hashanahs. Echad Benisan, Tesvav Benisan, Echad Be'elul, Echad B'Tishrei, and Tu B'Shvat. Right, so it's all five different Rosh Hashanahs. So why does it say Arba Rosh Hashanim? So Mar says, Hanicha imok mislei l'reisha krib shimin shaper, delidei arba ninu, delesli echad be'el. Ela ichad tanam rinu kasha. If we say that the Mishnah is different mandi omrim, so there's no mandi omr who holds more than four. But if you hold that one Tana, Rebbe, held like all of these, then there's five Rosh Hashanahs. If he held like Reb Meir, that echad be'el is Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. So Mara answers, Omar Rava, Arba l'divrei hakol. Right? There's four according to everybody. The Reb Meir, Arba, Dal Regolit. Right? Because according to Reb Meir, he doesn't hold like Reb Shimon that you need in order. So that's not a Rosh Hashanah, the Regolit. So you take out Tesvav Nisan. Right? So there's only four left. The Reb Shimon, Arba, Dal Maiser Behema. And according to Reb Shimon, who holds a Tesvav Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah, but he doesn't hold Echad Be'el is a Rosh Hashanah. So according to everybody, there's four, just different four. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omer, Arba Chadoshim, Ubahen Kama Rosh Hashanim. 4 months which contain more than four Rosh Hashanahs, because 1 month has two Rosh Hashanahs, Echad Be'Nisan and Tesvav Be'Nisan. But there's 4 months of Rosh Hashanahs. That's what four means. Rashi, Omar Rava laolam Rebbe, v'hachi komar, anoch hamisha svirali, umiyu hakol modim li ba'arba. Right? Rebbe said, I hold there's five Rosh Hashanahs, but everybody agrees to me that at least there's four. So that's why the Mishnah said, arba Rosh Hashanahim, according to everybody. According to Reb Meir, who counts echod be'elol, but he doesn't count tesvav benisan. To lead day by regal echad over a baltacher. According to Reb Meir, you're over a baltacher with one regal. So there's no Rosh Hashanah for a regalim. Kivitanya b'raisad leil. Or Reb Shimon dal ma'aser behem. And Reb Shimon, who holds that Tesvav Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, doesn't hold that echad be'elul is Rosh Hashanah. So he also only has four. The less he holds that echad b'tishrei. And echad b'tishrei is ready for the other things too. B'lav ma'aser nomi Rosh Hashanah. Without ma'aser, it's my Rosh Hashanah. U'vohen kama Rosh Hashanah. Nachman Yitzchak says no. The four means there's 4 months of Rosh Hashanahs, and there are more than one Rosh Hashanah in some of the months. Hilkach Nisan disbeitrei chad kechoshivle. Nisan, which has two Rosh Hashanahs, Tesvav and Aleph Nisan, is counted as one. Meisve. Shisha asr b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'Omer. The Bryson, it says that the 16th day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Omer. Shisha b'Sivan Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem. 6th day of Sivan is Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem. So the Gemara says, the Rava lishnei shisha, right? According to Rava, there's 6 Rosh Hashanahs, right? Shisha asar b'nisan, and shisha b'sivan. 2 extra times. because he counts all the different times, right? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok lishnei chanisha, at least five, because one is in the same month. The 16th of Nisan is also in Nisan, so that doesn't count as an extra one. But Shisha b'Sivan is a new month, so at least five Rosh Hashanahs. Amar Rav Papa ki kachoshev midid dechayel miursa. We only count those things where the Rosh Hashanah starts at night. But these things start in the daytime, right? The Omer and the Shtei Alechem aren't brought till the daytime. So it says, V'hari regalim de lochaylim mi'ursa, the kachoshib. L'chora, you're not over bal ta'acher till you could bring the carbon. That's in the daytime, right? So l'chora, you shouldn't be over, what's it called? You shouldn't count regalim as Rosh Hashanah either, because it doesn't start at night. Not the cut the omer, but the omer being matir chodesh didn't until you brought the omer. Yeah, but that's Ksiras HaOmer has no effect to being matir chodesh. Right? That we're saying it's a Rosh Hashanah that now you're allowed to eat chodesh. That's only for the daytime. So where it says, Kivan Shetzorech Lisuye Meikorim Mechaye Vekoi. Since you should have brought the carbon before Yantif, so you're Mechuyev already from the night before. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos, two different pshat, and what's the pshat by regalit, by Baal Ta'acher. See Rashi. Rosh Hashanah la'omer, lechol min ha'chodesh mikan ve'elech. What's the Rosh Hashanah? That you're allowed to eat chodesh from that point on. That's when you bring the omer. Rosh Hashanah l'shtei alechem, nischad sha'ashanah l'havi menachos min ha'chodesh. It's a new year for bringing korbanos from the new crop. Sheha'omer mater medino shtei alechem b'miktash. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah is not that you can cut the omer then, right? Otherwise, it's Rosh Hashanah for lulav and shofar or whatever. No, it's that the new year for eating chadash. That's only in the daytime. Okay. The Rava domer arba the divrei akol lishnei masnisa shisa. According to Rava, that we're saying there's four. According to everybody, there's six. According to everybody, because the omer and shtei alechem, everybody holds from. Rav Nachman, the Omer Chadoshim Kachoshiv Nisnei Hey, the Los Nan Sivan Mas Nisan. According to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, that we're going by months. There's an extra month here, Sivan. Mi'ursum Shekidish Hayom. We only count things that start at the beginning of the day, meaning at night. Midid Lochel Mi'ursum Kegon Betes Vayim Benisan Lo Nischad Sheshana Min Achodesh Me'erev Ad Lamacher Lacher Shekarev HaOmer V'Chein B'Shisha B'Sivan. Right, the Rosh Hashanah is not till the daytime when you bring the Omer, you bring the Shtei Alechem. The Gemara says, "Bahari Regolim, Diktoni Masnisim Le'in Bal Ta'acher, Dikosoka Daitos Man Bal Ta'acher Lav Meursu." Now we think that you're not going to be over Bal Ta'acher until the daytime. Kishikidish Hayom Chayil, Ela Achetavu Shoa Shehiru Uyelahavi Nedarim Adavos. When are you going to be over Bal Ta'acher? At the moment that you could bring a Neder and a Dava. That's when, what's it called, you'll be over Baal Ta'acher. The Ein Zos HaShiyakrif Tomet Shoshachar, Shein Korban Kodemla. Right? And really, then it should come out that you shouldn't be over Baal Ta'acher until Chol HaMoed, in the daytime, because you can't bring the Dorim and the Davos on Yontif. So really, Rosh Hashanah isn't till Chol HaMoed. Tosfos says to Maaseh, we said that the whole regel has to pass by. You're not over on the first day. Tosfos says that's what it's talking about, that at the end of the Yontif, right, you won't be over the last day of Yontif. You'll be over Baal Ta'acher at the beginning of the day. Because the day's going to go by, you're not going to be able to bring the Dorim Adavos. So you're an onus. But Lamaisa, since you didn't bring it before, that onus doesn't count. So immediately when the last day comes in, you're not going to be able to bring it, and you're over immediately. That's what it means, that you're over at night. And the Gemara thought that you wouldn't be over until the whole Yontif goes away, and the next day comes, and you're able to bring the carbon, and you don't. So Gemara says, no. Meshaninon la'asuye me'kor mechayiv v'koy. You really should have brought it before Yontif. Erev Yontif, you came, you should have brought it. Right? Lahavi carbon nidro mechayiv v'ome mishosh another. V'hoye lo lakriv v'ome erev haregel. You should have brought it with you when you came, erev haregel. It's not that now you should bring it. You should have brought it up until now. This is the end of the thing. So it's only now that the Baal Ta'acher takes effect when the time for bringing the carbon is over. So the Melech starts at night. It starts immediately. Zemara says, "Bahara yovlos to lo chay lemi ursa." Right, yovil doesn't start till the daytime when you blow shofar. That's when the yovil takes effect. So the chorav we do say li yovlos, and it doesn't start at night. Hikachashiv, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukehi, the Omer Mirosh Hashana chayil yovil. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, who says that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah, and it's not dependent on blowing the shofar. Blowing the shofar is a mitzvah of Yovel. But the Yovel itself starts on Echad B'Tishrei, at night. Rav Sheisha B'Reid Rav Idi Omar, Ki Choshev Midi Lo Toli B'Maisa. Midi Lo Toli B'Maisa Lo Kachoshev. The reason it doesn't count the Omer and Shtei Alechem as Rosh Hashanah is because they depend on an action. And something depends on an action. The Hakrovas Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem isn't counted. Mordechai says, "V'har Regalim, Midi Tolev Ma'isa, the Kochoshiv." Right? The Chora Regalim is also dependent on a Ma'isa of bringing the Korban. Mordechai says, "No, Bal Ta'acher Menele Chayil." The Bal Ta'acher is what we're counting, not the bringing of the Korban. Menele, the Bal Ta'acher, as soon as the day comes in and you didn't bring the Korban, you're over on Bal Ta'acher. V'har Yovlos. Right, Yovel depends on blowing shofar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brukehi. Right, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Ukro says that Yovel is chal from Rosh Hashanah and on, and it doesn't depend on blowing shofar. Rashi. What? No, but it wasn't. That's when the year changes for Meiser Behemah. It's not. Right, the year starts already at night, whatever you'll do after that.
Okay.
Right, no, the change is at night. Right, it has nothing to do with when you bring the Maaser Behemah itself. Okay. Vahari Yovlos. One second. Yeah. Vahari Yovlos. Diktoni Barosh Hashanim, the Masnisen, the Lo Chayli Ela Al Yedei Tkiya Shofar, the Beisdin. The Ein Ela Biyom. The Si Biyom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar. So it's something that only starts in the daytime, Yovel. Rabbi Shmuel, Akam the Pirkin. He holds that Rosh Hashanah starts Yovel, not Yom Kippur. Mi Rosh Hashanah Chayel, Ve'eno Toli B'Tkiya. And it doesn't depend on when you blow shofar. Blowing shofar is a mitzvah in Yovel, but it doesn't start the Yovel. Kilkach Mi Ursa, the Rosh Hashanah Chayel, starts the night of Rosh Hashanah. Delo Toli B'Maisa, Knisus Rosh Hashanah Shalahem, Eino Tluy B'Maisa. The Rosh Hashanah doesn't depend on an action being done. As soon as the day comes, that makes the line of demarcation. But by the Omer and Shtei Alechem, the day doesn't make it, it's the Korban that makes it. The change in from what was before and after only happens after a Maisa, after the Korban.
Being Mekadesh the Chodesh.
What? Being Mekadesh the Chodesh
is also a
Maaser. Being Mekadesh the Chodesh. Where's that Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah Lechadoshim? No, but Nisan, as soon as, what's it called, Nisan happens, whenever that is, notice it really comes the night before, except we don't know about it till the next day. But the Rosh Chodesh, Nisan, is the first of the months, starts for the night, right? Just you don't know about it till then. What? Depends on an action? Not really, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes automatically. You have to Mekadesh the Chodesh. But the Chodesh comes in beforehand, right, without that action. Especially if the Rosh Chodesh is in the second day, you don't need any action. But it's the Mafreya. It doesn't, right, the Rosh Chodesh comes before the action, really. Retroactive. Right? We think now that you're not over Bal Ta'achar till you could have brought the carbon. So it depends on when you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, because until then you can't bring any carbonos. As soon as you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, then you're over. So it's Toli B'Maisa. Mara says, Melech Ochayel, Mishakidish Hayom. No, since you should have brought it before, immediately when the day starts, you're over Bal Ta'achar. Nari Yovel, Shu Toli B'Tkiya. Yovel is Toli when you blow shofar. Mordechai says, no, it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brukeh, that Yovel doesn't start when you blow shofar. It starts 10 days earlier by Rosh Hashanah.